So, big night of action in League One last night. Table-topping Wigan went to Burton and drew 1-1 in that game. Walsall drew 1-1 with Swindon. Bradford City losing out to Coventry. And Millwall taking advantage with a 1-0 win, sneaking up to fourth in the table. Let's find out, though, how it's all being seen, this race for promotion to the Championship with the Burton Males, Ash Wilkinson. Ash, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, of course, last night against Wigan Athletic, a lot of nerves in advance. 1-1, though, would you say that was a fair scoreline?
I'd say it probably was just about, but to be honest with you, Andy, and I mean, I might well say this, but I thought the Brewers just about edged it, particularly in the second half, and I think by the end of the game, they were probably unfortunate not to take all three. And they started off a bit nervy, as you'd probably expect. They're without a win in six. You know, they're this sort of stage of the season and the league leaders are coming to town. But, you know, then Wigan got a slightly fortuitous opener. Michael Jacobs with a cross on the right-hand side that sort of crept through the defence and went nestled in the net. Burton, you know, Burton had only scored one in their last five. And when they got that equaliser on 39 minutes, Tom Naylor with a neat sort of looping header, you could just feel a bit of a weight off the shoulders of the players, the supporters, the management. And it just seemed to open the game up. The Brewers suddenly were quicker in the passing, in the pressing. And Wigan, at times, were really struggling to deal with it. They're usually so composed on the ball and in defence, and they were making slightly uncharacteristic, you know, slightly sloppy errors. And by the end, the Brewers, although Wigan were holding firm, they looked the sort of most likely to win it. So I think overall, a point was probably just about fair. I think the Brewers can also feel a bit disappointed that they didn't take all three.
After last night's results, the top three remain the same. Wigan top of the league by 3 points to Burton in second, who are 3 points ahead of Walsall in third. Walsall have got a game in hand, though. And Ash, what's the sense that maybe from you, but also from the Burton fans, who are you expecting to have a strong end to the season? And how do you see these final few games and that playoff push or promotion push?
Well, if you see, this is the thing, it's all tightened up very sort of nicely for a neutral, hasn't it, to watch for the running three, as you say, 3 points between Burton and Wigan and then three more between Walsall and Burton. And that sort of game in hand for Walsall is really key. But of course, Walsall have got a very, very tough game this weekend with Bradford. And I think a lot of Burton Albion fans are looking to that game in particular as one where maybe the Bantams could do the Brewers a bit of a favour. Yeah, I'm sure. I think a point between those two would probably be an ideal sort of result. But if Bradford could beat Walsall, you know, that obviously puts the promotion back in the Brewers' hands. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of how it could go, to be honest with you, everyone's dropping points at the moment, Andy. You know, all teams are dropping points. There's no one side apart from Wigan up until around a week ago who were winning all their games. And it could go absolutely anyway. It's still, for me, in the Brewers' hands, and I think Wigan will probably not be caught now, but you could say anyone down to Millwall, including Bradford, could well be in with a shout of automatic promotion in these final three games.
For Burton, you and I, we have spoken before. It's been an incredible season for Burton. There was a change of manager midway through the season. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank went, Nigel Clough came in. Up until this mini run, which started at Oldham, which is that start of the winless run, Burton was still doing very well under Nigel Clough. You've got Colchester, Gillingham and Doncaster. Those the final three games of the season. I know you have you always worry that I'm going to ask you for score predictions, so I'm not going to ask you for a score prediction, but what I am going to ask you is, with those three games in mind, Ash Wilkinson, are Burton going up automatically?
Oh, that's the hardest one of all. I think, to be honest with you, it's going to be very difficult. I mean, Colchester this weekend, I'm right in reading the table correctly, need a win to stay up this weekend when the Burton go there. So they're going to be absolutely fighting for everything. Then you've got Gillingham, who are fighting perhaps not just to, you know, perhaps fighting to stay in the playoffs now. They've been on a bit of a strange run lately. And then Doncaster, on the final day, could also be fighting to stay in the division. So, are Burton going up automatically? I think they've got every chance. They, of course, need Walsall to drop points between now and the end of the season because Walsall are 3 points behind, but with a slightly better goal difference. But, it's so tough to call. What I would say is I wouldn't like to see Burton go in the playoffs. I think if they're going to do it, it would probably have to be automatics because the playoffs are such a lottery. You know, I'm a Derby fan, and a few years ago I watched Derby stay in the automatics for so long and then crash out of the final to QPR. So I would prefer it to be automatics. Will they do it? I think they've got every chance, and that is as much of a prediction as you're going to get from me, I'm afraid, Andy.
Ash, it's always nice to see what kind of predictions I can get from you, though, and thank you once again for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Andy.